Reflection by Father Luis Lozano. Luke 10:17-24. May your name be written in heaven. 1. Power. The power of an apostle is to help, to serve, and to make people's lives easier. An apostle helps carry the heavy burdens that people have on their shoulders. The church's power is service. Please do not look at the church through the perspective of worldly power, since this will lead you to see your brothers and sisters as employees and your parish as a company. It will make you follow statutes instead of the gospel, and it might even lead you to become close to the priest to show your power instead of being humble and learning, or to subordinate your brothers and sisters to yourself rather than helping them. The power of the church is to take Jesus to others and not to use him or our ecclesial political campaigns. 2. Joy. It is wonderful to see how the church continues to live and work despite so many internal struggles, and to see how the Holy Spirit continues to show us he is with us. I am referring to the joy that we have when the Holy Spirit is within us. I like to study the history of the church, especially John 23 and Paul 4. And I have arrived at the conclusion that many great saints have appeared in the hardest or darkest moments of the church. There has never been a lack of disaster prophets. And at the same time, we have never been short of saints who show that Christ leads his church. 3. Happiness. How wonderful it is when one finds happiness in God. It is beautiful to see someone smile and to know that the Christian community wants our happiness. It is not my intention that you should become a priest or a nun, or to be part of a church movement or group. I just want you to be happy. The road depends entirely on you and God. Cheer up. Jesus is always waiting for you in the confessional. And remember the absolution prayer. Through the ministry of the church, may God give you forgiveness and peace. Let's search for forgiveness and peace. Today, let's remember Our Lady of the Holy Rosary and pray the rosary for the glory of our Lord. This powerful prayer also helps us develop a stronger relationship with God through meditating on the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus. Our Lady of the Rosary, who helps us see the saving work of God in our own lives, pray for us. God bless you, be with you, and protect you. In the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.